Greetings. I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Joy Hatchett, who's Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration. And Joy's here today to talk to us about all the things that the Insurance Administration is doing to help us live better in Maryland, especially in today on renters and homeowners insurance. And you might learn something new, because I do every time I talk to this lady. Joy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for inviting me, Bill.
Thank you so much for coming. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, and hopefully they will not be unfamiliar after hearing this show, could you tell us a bit about the Insurance Administration?
Yes, the Insurance Administration is the state agency that is responsible for regulating the insurance industry. We are the agency that makes sure that the insurance companies and the insurance agents comply with all of Maryland laws. We review their books, their records, their policies to see all of those are in compliance with the law. So what does that mean for the average consumer? Essentially, we're there to make sure that the amounts that you pay are in accordance with the law. Mm-hmm. And if you have a complaint or an issue with an insurance company, we make sure that the insurance companies treat you in the based on the terms of your contract when they're reviewing and paying for claims.
All right. Thank you. How can someone find out more information?
A couple of ways. First, you can go to our website, which is insurance.maryland.gov. Once again, that's insurance.maryland.gov. And we have lots of brochures on all types of insurance topics, things like a guide that explains your auto policy or a rate comparison guide that shows you how much it costs for the different insurance companies. You can also call us with any questions. That phone number is 800-492-6116. Once again, 800-492-6116. And then also, we do events all over the state of Maryland. You can find us in libraries, at the MVAs, and various events. And the way to find out where we're going to be is, once again, go to our website and look at the calendar of events.
And that's, thank you, and that's Insurance Maryland all spelled out.
That's correct.
I still have an issue with folks that put the MD everywhere, but, c'est la vie. If they give you two spaces, they aren't going to hold the whole word. Anyway, thank you. Thank you, Joy.
You're welcome.
Your job as head of the Consumer Education and Advocacy Unit is to make sure that it all works.
Exactly. One of the big things that we try to do is help consumers on the front end. So when you're shopping or considering buying insurance, we want you to understand what your insurance policy pays for and what it doesn't pay for, mm-hmm. so that you don't get surprised when you have a claim. For example, when you're getting ready to insure that vehicle, you want to make sure that you know what's covered and what's not covered. If you're getting ready to rent an apartment, you want to know that you've got the right coverages. Your home is your most important investment. So the thing that you really need to make sure of is that insurance policy covers that home.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about home insurance then. Start off with that. Everybody that buys a house has to have homeowners insurance.
Well, if you have a loan, so if you have a mortgage on your home, you absolutely have to have homeowners insurance. Your lender is going to require that. But if you're fortunate enough, and not many people are, to pay cash for your home, then you are not going to be required. Or let's say you pay the home off, And then what I hear some people say is, well, I'm not required to have homeowner's insurance, so I'm going to drop it. But think about this. If your house burns down and you don't have homeowner's insurance, how are you going to recover? If you have a huge windstorm, which blows off your roof and your siding, you don't have homeowner's insurance, how are you going to recover? And related to that, renters. Renters, some renters, not all, think that if something happens to the apartment or the house that I'm renting, my landlord is responsible for everything. Your landlord is only responsible for the structure. All of the things that you own, the only way those get paid for is if you have a renter's insurance policy. Yeah. And that's really important to know.
Very true. Very true. If folks don't believe you, just go to your lease, go to your renter lease.
Exactly.
And it'll say right there that that's all they're responsible for. And you're on your own with your possessions and everything else.
And people will say, well, I'm extremely careful. I don't have to worry because I don't leave the stove on. I don't leave the iron on. Well, it doesn't have to be you. If you're in an apartment and your neighbor leaves the stove on and the apartment catches on fire, or if there's a fire a couple of doors down and the sprinkler system goes off, all of those things are your responsibility. Anything that gets damaged in your apartment, it's your responsibility. Even if you're renting a room in a house, all of that is your responsibility.
Yeah, before I knew the law, before I started talking to folks like Joy, I thought, oh, well, geez, the Insurance Administration, you know, by telling people how much they need this stuff, it's just, you know, just in cahoots with the industry trying to sell more policies. Well, no, they're not. The plain fact of the matter is you have to protect yourself. And if you don't protect yourself, then you're just out of luck. You're rolling the dice and you are like even behind those odds.
And one of the reasons that we are so involved in this is because we have seen what happens after something bad happens to a consumer that doesn't have insurance. And it's devastating. You have a fire, no insurance, and you have no way to be made whole. And I also, and I generally don't talk about it that much, but insurance is also really important for businesses.
Yeah.
Because if a business doesn't have the right insurance and they have a fire or something else, that's frequently going to be a devastating loss and might mean that they can no longer do business.
I guess a lot of businesses are driven out of business because of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we really say, take a look at our information and find a trusted insurance advisor and find the policy that meets your needs.
What's available by the insurance administrator? I know you folks, you can compare rates and all that.
Exactly. We have a rate comparison guide for the homeowners and renters insurance. And what that does is it gives you various scenarios. You find the scenario that most closely fits you. And then in each jurisdiction, we've taken one or two zip codes, and then you can look at all of the major companies and compare how much they would charge you for an insurance policy.
Yeah, it's really helpful.
We think it is.
And that way, when you talk to insurance folks, you can then you can proceed and not get ripped off.
And then also one of the things that we also give is look at our consumer guide to homeowners and renters, because that tells you the questions to ask.
I guess that's
when
a good
you're
place
shopping.
To start, huh?
Exactly, because what you want to do is you want to get a policy that fits your needs. And the only way you can do that is by knowing the questions and what's out there and available. And people will frequently say to me, well, Joy, I don't have the time to sit down and read all of these brochures. So one of the things that you can do is follow us on Facebook. We are very active on Facebook, and we put out little nuggets almost every day about all different types of insurance.
They're really
to help
helpful.
You.
They really help.
Exactly. We want you to be informed, because that's the key. If you understand before something bad happens, then you've got the right coverage. So it doesn't mean that that bad thing won't happen, but at least you'll have a way to get your claim paid properly.
For those folks that are looking for insurance or that have insurance and feel that something's not quite right, what would you advise them?
We have a whole team of people that are there to investigate complaints. So let's say you feel that the insurance company is charging you too much, or they're not giving you the coverage that you need, or they're not willing to write a policy for you, or they've denied your claim, you can file a complaint with us, and we will fully investigate their actions to make sure that they are in compliance with Maryland law. And you can do that for all types of insurance. And the way that you can find out how to do that is go to our website. That website, once again, is insurance.maryland.gov, or give us a call, 1-800-492-6116. I mean, that's our role, to try to help consumers.
Yeah. And you're not paid by anybody.
Exactly. What ends up happening is the insurance industry is the group that ends up making sure that our agency is paid for, and that we're out there investigating and making sure that they are operating in compliance with Maryland law.
And that all of those insurance companies are jostling for advantage out in the marketplace, but when it comes to having the rules applied, they want them applied fairly.
Exactly. I mean, one of the great things that consumers have is they have the power with their premium dollars. So if you don't feel as if you're getting treated properly by an insurance company, shop around.
Yeah.
And look for a company that you believe will assist you.
Let me ask you a question, Joy. I hope I didn't interrupt you. Say somebody... you know, and every insurance policy gives the dates of that it's in effect. What happens if you want to switch like midway between?
You have the right to switch companies at any point.
Anytime.
At any time. But here's the thing. If you switch midterm, you may not get back the entire amount of your premium. So let's say pay
prorated or something.
Right. So let's say you pay your premium every 6 months. And 3 months in, you say, I don't like this company, I want to switch. You're allowed to do that. But the insurance company, based on not only they're going to get the 3 months that you've had with them, but also there may be some administrative fees that they're going to be able to take back.
That are legal.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
We don't let them take back anything that they can't, but under the terms of the law, they are allowed to keep some administrative fees.
Okay.
And I tell people, if you want to change, before you change, make sure the new policy is in effect, because you don't want to go bare.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Unfortunately, we're about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
The website, insurance.maryland.gov, and the phone number, 1-800 402-692-6116.
Great. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Joy Hatchett, Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration, for being our guest today. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thanks so much.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.